remember as a child being told that to be a creator means you create something out of nothing. You can't do that, God does. And so really the reaction was, well, God and I haven't anything much in common, because I'm not God, I can't create things out of nothing. But then I realized it's very superficial. We have a share in God's creativity. And the human person is extraordinarily creative. God planted a garden in the east and there he put us to care for it. The world could be seen as God's garden. Though sadly we sometimes leave our sardine tins all over the shop, make the rivers dirty, raid Mother Earth before others have even heard there's a larder of oils and fuels. We pollute the air. I mean, God was green before the human race ever got round to feeling green. And later on, when I talk about the 10 summers I've worked with the Lakota Indians in South Dakota, we'll see how they fulfilled God's commandment about caring for their earth, because it is a common wealth. Think of the music, the art, the sciences, where the human genius has been creative. There's one thing I just can't understand. I've tried to understand it. I cannot understand vandalism. To me, vandalism is a real crime against creation. You know, the genius of those who've put up telephone boxes for people to communicate with each other and feel close, and people come in and destroy them. They must be extraordinarily bored when people destroy relationships. I've always enjoyed music and playing the piano, candle making, wine making, gardening, using my hands creatively. Could never paint. At school we had an artist who came in to give us a lesson once a week. And as a child, I always had a bad idea of artists. I always imagined they had boiled egg on their front and smelt rather and never washed and had long hair. And then later in life, I came to appreciate the French Impressionists. There have been a number of times to that Musée d'Orsay in Paris. The sheer wonder of the artist, whether it's a painter or Rodin, a sculpture, or the genius of the way they built the pyramids. Living in Rome, I'm surrounded by such creativity. Modern-day Italians are geniuses at design and floodlighting. Now, some people are very clever with their head, some very clever with their heart, some very clever, like footballers, with their feet. Absolutely amazed at the artistry and the discipline and the training. And some people major in their relationships. We have a share in God's creativity, and I would have thought the greatest creativity there ever was is to be involved in a relationship, because that is what makes us like the Father and the Son. And their relationship we call the Holy Spirit. Some relationships mightn't be holy. Might be sharing with an evil spirit that doesn't help us to grow and flourish. But anyone who's involved in relationships has gone beyond degrees and markings and examiners. It's the most creative thing in the world to be able to love and to be loved. The creativity may end up in new life of a third person, or it may end up in new life for everyone who surrounds us. All benefit from this friendship, this love, provided we're not selfish, clandestine. So if we have a share in this creativity of God, in our loves and in our friendships, let's allow everyone else to enjoy it. Because it isn't just for us that this gift is given. This creative gift is for the whole world. to appreciate and receive its benefits. Amen.